Keller Odell Griffin's Coach's Corner, a service of the State Bank of Odell and Sutton Repair. The State Bank of Odell, proud supporters of Diller Odell activities, wishes all teams, clubs, and groups good luck this year. For all your banking needs, including internet and mobile banking, stop in or give them a call, 402-766-3720, or online at statebankofodell.com. That's the State Bank of Odell, member FDIC. Sutton Repair and Odell can work on all makes and models of cars, trucks, or vans. With over 45 years of experience, their ASE-certified technicians can get your vehicle running in top condition. All engine work, including transmissions. They offer a 25-point inspection on all oil changes, computer diagnostics, and new tire sales. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Small-town service, big-time know-how. Sutton Repair in Odell.
Joined now by Dylan Hendricks, head coach of the Diller Odell boys basketball team. Coach, 1-2 last week in three games. I know you've kind of been up and down here towards the end of the season, but what stuck out to you here the last couple weeks that you're hoping to, you know, improve on as we get closer to this sub-district and state time of year?
Yeah, we got to figure out our offense a little better, especially our turnovers. Our turnovers have really set us back the last couple games. We got to take care of the ball, and then we just gotta do the little things to be able to compete with the good teams. Our schedule hasn't been very forgiving. We've had a pretty tough schedule here, but we're not playing our best basketball. So hopefully, with a week of practice, and hopefully we can get some good momentum after Friday and heading into sub-districts.
And I've asked this to a few other coaches, but it was kind of a busy January. It's been also a busy, you know, first part of February for you guys. So with this week of practice, how important will it to, you know, make sure everyone stays engaged and maybe have, I don't want to say a little fun with it, but, you know, make sure everyone stays on a high spirit?
Yeah, it's going to be very important this week, especially because our only game is Friday and we have a lot of practice and we're kind of getting in the dog days of basketball, if you would say. We had so many snow days there, and we kind of went like a long time with not very many practices and games, and then these last 2 weeks we really ramped it up. So it's going to be a good balance from pushing the guys and then to having fun and certain things like that.
And as this year kind of starts to wind down, I know you got a game against Weeping Water on Friday, and I'll ask you that here in just a little bit. But as you kind of take a look at this year and what's kind of been your overall thoughts on it?
Yeah, sometimes we're our own worst enemy, and sometimes we can play really good. I know this team has the potential to play with almost anyone, if not everyone on our schedule. It's kind of just kind of to the point whether we put it all together and some nights we do and some nights we don't, and that's when it's kind of held us back a little bit. It's a very good group of kids, and the team chemistry is pretty good. But we just got to do some things here at the end to get us over the hump.
A few little tweaks, and mentioned it there against Weeping Water on Friday, your guys' last regular season game before you start postseason. What are you going to have to be prepared for there on Friday?
Yeah, Weeping Water is a solid team. I think they're about 500. They're about 10-10. So I think it's going to be a pretty even matchup between us and them. I expect it to be a very close game. It's home, so that will always help us. I know they run a 1-3-1, which at times we've struggled with a little bit. So hopefully we're able to crack the code on that and be able to score some points against that, and then hopefully on defense we just compete at the highest level, give the boys a good memory in their last home game.
And like you mentioned, their last one for you, Dylan, but it will be senior night for you guys. What has this class meant to you here, not only this year, but the last couple too, with you at the helm?
Yeah, I mean, this class was seventh graders when I first came here, so, you know, I kind of got their whole high school career, and I've grown really close with the seniors, and we have a pretty good relationship, and they've done a lot for me, not only, you know, as a basketball coach, but as a person, and I care about them, and I just hope we can send them off the right way.
Always coaches looking forward to that too as well. So Dylan, that wraps it up for me here today and for the year. I do appreciate all the time we've spent chatting some basketball, and I look forward to doing it again when next season rolls around.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you.
Diller O'Dell Griffin's Coach's Corner, a service of the State Bank of O'Dell and Sutton Repair.